AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police in Dadeville, Alabama, are urging people to come forward with any information about a deadly shooting at a teenager's birthday party. WAKA-TV's Esty Morrison is on the scene.
There are no words to describe the emotions that we're all feeling.
A brief press conference confirmed four victims were killed and 28 were injured in the mass shooting Saturday night at Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Studio in downtown Dadeville.
This is also a very fluid situation.
Investigators spent the day gathering evidence from the building. The sidewalk in front had to be hosed down because it was stained with the victim's blood.
And tragedy strikes again in Louisville, Kentucky. 5 days after a mass shooting, correspondent Mark Strassman says there was more gun violence.
On Saturday night, at least one shooter fired into a crowd of hundreds in a city park. Two people fell dead, four more wounded, in a community still reeling from last week's bank massacre.
This has been an unspeakable week of tragedy for our city.
That was Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg. Five people died in that bank rampage last Monday. Final preps underway in Boston ahead of today's marathon. Residents are looking back as they look forward to the race.
10 years after the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, this speech still scores big with Boston fans.
This is our city. And nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
That was Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer David Ortiz days after police caught the guy who killed three people and injured hundreds at the finish line. This weekend, Big Poppy and his old teammates were honored at Fenway ahead of Monday's big marathon. Ortiz says he's still proud of that speech's impact and how the city's bounced back. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Love is Blind was late.
We are sitting here. Apparently, y'all, everybody broke the internet to see this reunion.
Co-host Vanessa Lachey, the live reunion for season four has been trending all night because it never aired. It was supposed to be the second live event for Netflix after last month's Chris Rock special, but some type of apparent technical difficulties meant millions of fans crying foul and not being able to watch. The streamer says it was taped and will be available at 3 p.m. Eastern time later today. Best Buy is reportedly laying off hundreds of store workers nationwide. That is according to a Wall Street Journal report that cites people familiar with the situation. The report says the electronics and appliance seller is making a shift toward online, where more sales are happening. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
You don't know my kind of music. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 548. The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Dadeville, Alabama officials say four people are dead, at least 28 hurt in a weekend mass shooting. Among those killed, a high school football star celebrating his sister's 16th birthday. Daquan Doss is a friend of Phil Dowdell.
He was a tremendous athlete. Speed. He could do it all.
Two people have died in yet another mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky, but Deputy Chief Paul Humphrey says shootings have unfortunately become the norm.
Monday was a very high-profile event, but for LMPD, for EMS, for fire, for University Hospital, for this community, this is every night.
Monday was a deadly bank shooting there. It's an embarrassing gaffe for Netflix. Viewers were left waiting for a live Love is Blind reunion that never aired.
The pods are now open.
Bravo chimed in, tweeting, "We would never keep you waiting for a reunion." Netflix says the show will be up by 3 p.m. Eastern today. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.